The introduction that you should read was sent to you yesterday by Bob when he gave you the information about today's, and that's the real big grown-up introduction. This is my introduction. Okay. Like Stephen, our speaker today, Barbara Gaughan-Muir, is a living, breathing model of passion, hers for creating peace in a better world. Let me tell you just a bit of Barbara's background. It begins in Denver, Colorado. As we are all immigrants from someplace, Barbara's heritage is by way of Hungary. All four grandparents immigrated in the early 1900s from Hungary. At age 6 months, her parents brought her to San Diego, where she grew up. She now holds degrees from UCSB and San Diego State. This is interesting, I think, because Barbara and I showed up in Santa Barbara in the same year. In 1969, we met as members of the teaching staff at McKinley School on the Mesa. She had third grade, and I was a special education teacher. But after 5 years there, Barbara's skills and interests took her to the real world. She ran for the position of superintendent of schools, and as she says, lucky for me, Bill Cerrone won. Because in the campaign, she discovered she had a gift for public relations. She left for New York to be mentored by Edward Bernays and never look back. Her firm is called Global Public Relations, is in its 25th year, winning numerous awards, including the best PR firm in Santa Barbara for 5 consecutive years. She has written a book that you see on your table called Revolutionary Conversations, The Tools You Need for the Success of the World. It is available on the side table, and Barbara will make herself available for signing. I thought even if it was an interest of you, for you, there'd be people that you might want to give it to for Christmas or whatever, but it's a wonderful book about communications and conversations. All right, next, she served on the board of the Casa de Maria for 25 years, meeting her late husband, Dr. Robert Mueller, there. He had retired as an assistant secretary general of the United Nations and had founded the University of Peace in Costa Rica. Hence, her present office and interest, as Barbara is now the president of the United Nations Association here in the Tri-County chapter. Yesterday was the International Day of Peace, so Barbara tells me she'd like to dedicate this talk on peace to her dear husband, Robert Mueller, who is with us on the other side of the veil, hovering beside Ginny Cashman and Carol Carrig. Right. Barbara has 2 children, David and Barbara, and is blessed with 10-year-old twin granddaughters. Now, I'm going to leave you with a delightful anecdote about Barbara's early days. She always wanted to be a preacher. So as a child, she donned one of her father's big white shirts, climbed on the picnic table in the backyard, and proceeded enthusiastically to address any playmates or parents that would listen. With that image in mind, let's bring Barbara up here for our Word and Life blessing. She is about to stand on that picnic table to tell us her thoughts on chapter 15 and 24, A Culture of Peace and Sacred Citizenship. Barbara.